This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, this is Zarice Farda, you're live on air.
Hi, mommy, I need to...
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're live on air, go
ahead. Abadan, how are you?
Good, alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, my name is Zargis, I'm calling from Orange County. I have two questions for Sister Zora Jan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. Thank you for your call.
So question number one would be, I have a 3-year-old daughter, and now it's time for me and my husband to start thinking, like, about her schooling and stuff, and we actually have two options. One is the homeschooling, and the other would be to take her to the public school. And I wanted to ask Zora Jan, like, her opinion of what would be best for me to do, because public schools, I mean, the prices are just extremely high nowadays, and then homeschooling, I don't know much about, but I think it requires a lot of time, my time, in order to do homeschooling for her. So I wanted to know what she does for her kids, like, okay. Inshallah, if she has any good ideas in that field for me.
Okay, I'll answer that one first. Alhamdulillah, I would definitely recommend homeschooling. And if you're interested, you can go on my website and get my email, which is zora@zorasawari.com. Email me and I'll tell you exactly which curriculum you need. It doesn't require that much time. My 4-year-old is reading at an 8-year-old level at less than 8 months, and I only spend about an hour a day with him.
Okay.
He's read about 60 books and he's 4. So my 3-year-old is starting to read too, mashallah. It doesn't require, it's not a struggle. It doesn't require that much time. It doesn't require degrees. It's all about just the right curriculum. I get an Islamic curriculum as well as a regular curriculum. I combine both of them, and subhanAllah, it's excelling. My daughter finished almost 3 grades in less than a year. From last year, she started 2nd grade May. This year, by end of May, she had actually finished 4th grade. So she finished 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, mashallah. And she's 8 years old. She was supposed to finish 2nd. It does not take as much time as people think or request, because you're one-on-one. There's more time stuff. So subhanAllah, just email me and I will give you some details, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Sounds good. And the second question that I have... I also have a home business, a travel agency that I run, and I'm having like my 2nd child next week, inshallah. Like, what would be a good advice for me to like manage myself with my 3-year-old and my newborn, and also keep the business alive?
SubhanAllah.
So
this is a lengthy question. I would love to answer it. If you email me, I will give you some information as far as resources on the time management skills, as well as how you can, depending on where you are in your business, how to be able to manage it without being stressed. So if you just send me an email and let me know that you talked to me, and inshallah, and ask me the same question, and I will reply. I'm pretty good at replying with emails, inshallah. So I will answer in deep. And if you have a phone number, leave me your number. If it requires longer consultation, I'll just call you and kind of explain it, inshallah.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Wa alaikum.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.